Hey, it's Totally Tori, where no dream is too big, and we inspire you to run after that dream. Totally Tori's Tips to the Top. Hey, it's Totally Tori, and we are back this week for another episode, and you know the drill. If you have not already hit subscribe, go ahead and do so now. If you can leave us a 5-star review, I would love it, love it, love it, love it. And if you find value in today's episode, go ahead and tag me over on Instagram at Totally Tori Armstrong and Facebook at Tori Armstrong. So I'm not wasting any more time because today we have an interview from an East Coast queen. Her name is Jill. She is a qualifying team elite. She is incredible. I have worked with her for years now, and she has had so much growth, and within this past year, she has really taken herself on. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you listen in on this interview.
An interview with Jill, who is a qualifying team elite. She's an East Coast queen. She's absolutely incredible. She has grown so much. I've got to watch her journey. We have fun whatever we do anyways, but it's been really cool to see her leadership really transform. And so today I want to hear from you, Jill. I want to hear, just tell us how you got started in this business, what made you get started, a little bit about like what your background is.
All right, thanks for having me. I'm really excited. I was excited because I know this is gonna be part of your podcast, and I was like, I feel like that is a big deal, a huge deal. So, and of course, it's always great to be live with Dream Team. So, let's start. Well, I am married with two kids. They are, oh my God, I almost said six, 8 and 11. And when I started this, I was going into my 13th year of teaching. What made me decide to join the business? Well, what it was little things happening here and there. When I had my son, I really, really wanted to be home with him. I felt like with my daughter, I went back to work way too fast. I just think in general, as a first-time mom or any mom of a newborn, you don't want to go back to work. I was able to stay home for 4 months, but it still wasn't enough to me. So with my son, I asked my husband if I could stay home until the following school year, which was about 10 months. But during that time, I always had to ask him for money, which I did not like. So that kind of opened my brain up for more. But then I went back to teaching. I was a reading specialist at the time at a middle school, and it was rough. I didn't have a classroom. I was really, really, really rough. And that summer, I started looking for other jobs. I looked for solutions. I didn't just sit in it and say, I hate my job. I want to be home with my kids. But instead, I looked for solutions. So I looked into other schools because the district was really tough that I was in, and nothing panned out. Going into my 13th year of teaching with a master's degree, I was still not making enough money. And I knew that 5 years, at 18 years in the district I was in, you cap out at maybe 95. And I don't know if I can talk about what I make, but as a teacher with a master's degree, 13 years, I was making about $60,000 a year. And I was like, this with, you know, the way things are, it wasn't enough. So I actually knocked on an opportunity Zoom for another company, and I heard the woman say, she made as much as she did in her whole year of teaching in 1 month. And I was like listening. So I became open to opportunity. I had bought a tube of toothpaste in April that of 2017, and in August I reached out to the woman I bought the toothpaste from, Marissa, and I was like, I think I can sell this. I wasn't comfortable doing it. I wasn't doing it because I had experience. I was worried about what people would think, but I wanted more, and I knew nothing was going to change if I didn't change something. So if there's any educators out there, you know, August is crazy. You're getting back into school, but I was coming off of a summer at the Jersey Shore with my kids. I looked like I was having the time of my life, but meanwhile, I was cringing going back to work. But I started this anyway, and pretty quickly on, I had vision. I just watched and I learned, and I was like, something clicked to me where I was like, this is something that could help provide that what I wanted, which was to be home with my kids eventually. And I worked at it towards that. So that was how I got started. I just wanted more, and I was willing to do whatever to make more happen.
Wow, it's really powerful because it's the why that will really push you through. And to hear your story, 13 years and a master's, like to be able to, I know you do this full time now. So to me, that would be a huge decision to walk away from that. So did you build your business while you were working full time? What made you decide to make that shift? Did you have any thoughts around, I have a master's in this, like, is this something I want to leave?
So like I said, I caught vision really early on. I think you started right after me in October, and I was watching everybody. Any chance I got on the lives and the trainings, and I just wanted to learn. I just wanted to learn because I knew if I learned what they were doing to be successful, that I could do it too. So I worked, yes, I built up my business. I honestly think I worked the hardest that year because I was working full time. My son was one and my daughter was in kindergarten. And every chance I got, like I said, I watched the trainings. I worked at lunchtime. I honestly stopped eating with my coworkers because I wanted to work the business and just get things done. I worked after school before I picked them up from the babysitter. And then I worked at night when they went to bed. I was willing to do whatever it took for the freedom that I craved. So, you know, it was not easy. I sometimes say, like, I don't know what happened that year, but it was so necessary because I knew that what I was building was taking me to where I wanted to go. And it did. So that's why I was willing to do whatever it took and whenever, every chance I got. And I would say, all right, I'm picking up kids up from the babysitter. I have a half hour. I'm going to get my actions in.
I love it because it's really about that vision. When you catch that vision, you'll do whatever it takes, especially when you have the vision and you have the why behind it. It will drive you. And I always say on repeat, busy people do well. So when somebody's like, I don't know if I can do it because I'm too busy, I'm like, hey, you've got the network. You'll do amazing at it. You always, always, always make time for what's pushing your why. So whatever it is that you want. So the one huge tip that I just heard you say is, and you said it a few times, is you watch the videos, you plugged in. So success leaves clues. If you want to learn, you plug in and you get into action. So I think that's really powerful. I've watched you grow over the years, even since we like first met when we got started. And I'm so proud of your growth. Like, it's absolutely incredible. Even the last year, I mean, you've taken yourself to extreme levels. And so tell us a little bit about that. Like, how have you grown? What have you invested in yourself?
Okay, so when I started, and if you see that, and we don't see each other on a daily basis, I'm not even close to the same person that I was. In education, you do a ton of professional development. But nothing is about you and self-development and personal development. So I wanted more, so I knew that to get more, I had to change. A few things I did that I think is important to note is, like, when they asked me to do a live or asked me to do something, I always said yes, even though I wasn't comfortable, because I wanted to grow into the person that would be comfortable doing it. And that works. That definitely works. But some of the things I've invested in, I did a spiritual business with Sarah Sisbach. I did one-on-one for 6 weeks, which was meditations, journaling, self-discovery, visualizing. And I really took myself on in that sense, which was business-based, but also just like diving in. And after I did that, I really craved more because I knew there was more I could do. So that's when I decided to do the PSI Basics Seminar Weekend. That was the following year, and that changed a ton of things for me. I mean, you have to work to be successful. You have to address you first and figure out and become self-aware. And that was huge. And then I continued on after I did that. You know, I wanted to continue on with that type of coaching. And so no matter what, since 2018, I've been doing every mastermind that Cortland Warren offers with our team. Every single one, I never miss one. So then he did basic, and then in the beginning of this year, he offered a 2,000 up-level my life. That was for the first 2 months of the year, and I invested in that and invested time and financially in that, and that has been huge. And it addressed all different pieces of not just resiliency, it addressed money in your mindset, it addressed move the room where you are learning how to speak and just speak to people, not necessarily in an audience, in live, but everywhere. And coming up, I'm doing a 6-week recruiting boot camp with John Mellon. So I think it's really important to, if you want to, you have to learn. You have to be, teachers, we always said we're lifelong learners. And I'm a lifelong learner, and I know that that's going to take me to the next level I want to get.
Yes, because it is the journey of becoming. We're always becoming. And I love everything you brought up because I've worked with all of those coaches. I love all of those coaches. I will put a plug in for Cortland because he is like one of the most incredible humans I've ever met in my entire life. And he has a podcast, Unmuted, on Spotify. It's absolutely incredible, so you guys can check that out. But Sarah was a huge part of my journey too. What I found is you find a coach that pushes you in different ways or relates to you in different ways. So Sarah, I needed Sarah at a time where she was able to let me connect and let me like really like process things. And she was a huge, huge part of my journey. And then Cortland always pushes me to the next level, and he still does. So I know that they've been such huge, huge benefits for you. But same for me, like those are my top coaches as well. And going through the side programs has been incredible. So we're going to get you to size 7. You haven't done size 7 yet, right? Yeah. You got to get there. It's incredible.
Wait, could Cortland and Sarah be any different?
Oh, I know. They're so different. But the great thing is because they're so different, it's like Sarah, for me, I can tap into my feminine energy and like really like I do well over there, but I have a hard time staying over there, which sounds kind of crazy, but it's always, the pendulum is always swinging, where I'm somebody who's like, get in action, let's go. But then Cortland can get me thinking like a completely different way and gets me really uncomfortable and pushes me to the next level. And that's truly how you grow when you get to that next level. So incredible coaches, you really just have to find those ones that are going to. And the powerful thing about what we have is we have such a great relationship with somebody like Cortland who comes in and does these masterminds for us. It's been like game changer for all of our teams. So I always tell, if you have a chance to be on those masterminds, get on those masterminds because it will change you. And it's been a huge, huge part of Jill's growth. Let me know 3 habits that, like doing this business that you've noticed have been created within you.
Well, honestly, self-development, self-care is so important. I feel as though as a teacher, I just go back to that because that's like the 2 parts of my life. As a teacher, and a mother, self-care was not part of it, and there was no self-development. There was none. I didn't do any of that. So this has forced me to work on that, and I'm so grateful for it, and it helps me in so many other aspects of my life as a wife, as a friend, as a daughter, as a mother. Another habit is just being intentional, and I'm still working on this. This is not, it's a habit, but I'm still working on it. Being intentional with my time, with my kids, with the business, with my family, being intentional, because there's so many times, especially like I love the business and I would like to work it all the time. And then it's like, no, put your phone down. Kids grow fast. You want to be present with them. So being intentional in all aspects. And when I'm working on my business, being intentional on that. So being intentional is another piece. And then practicing gratitude is huge. Practicing gratitude for where I am and where I've been is another thing that I do, a habit that I do.
All great items. And so how do you keep yourself plugged in and focused every day, even on the hard days? Like what inspires you? What keeps you motivated?
Well, that goes back to gratitude. Would I rather, when I don't feel like doing something, would I rather be in a classroom where the kids were disrespectful, I was underappreciated, where when I left for maternity leave and I came back and I didn't have my classroom anymore? This is crazy, but I actually was, at one point I had a shopping cart because I would go from different classrooms to classrooms. Shopping cart in a middle school. Can you imagine a shopping cart in the middle of a hallway in middle school, how those kids are? So I practice gratitude. I'm so grateful I'm here. I'm grateful I get to do this. I'm grateful I get to go to breakfast. I'm grateful I get to take my son to the dentist in the middle of the day. I'm grateful I get to go to my appointments. Gratefulness is what I bring in when I don't feel like doing something for my business. Because although sometimes things can get hard, it's never as hard as where I was.
That's such
and a then at big dreams. So if I don't do it, is that serving me?
Exactly. Such a great perspective. Woo, that's golden right there. Okay, I want to hear about a low point because I do believe all of our listeners always learn from the struggles. And when you're willing to share the struggles, a lot of people people out there. Sometimes we're embarrassed of the struggles, but the struggles are truly what helps so many people when we're willing to share. So can you tell us like a lowest point, what you did, how you were able to get through it?
So there's been many low points. And like I said before, it was still never lower than I feel like where I came from. But you know, if you have big goals and you don't hit them, you're going to feel pretty low. So one in particular, I remember taking a walk and I honestly don't know which goal it was. I know the scenario. I was a qualifying team elite in 2021 and 2022. And I forget which year this was, but I was working with, I love how we, you know, come together as sidelines and run towards a goal together. And everybody hit the goal but me. And I was hysterical crying because I just felt so low. And if I'm being honest, I think it wasn't as much about the goal as that they did and I didn't. So what pushed me though, and it was disappointing and it was sad. And you know, there was been other times where I didn't hit the goal again and again and again. And what pushed me was the team. Like if I didn't keep going, what does that show about? I'm here to help. I'm here to serve others. And that doesn't change just because I didn't hit a goal. So just showing up for my team and pushing through not hitting that goal, and it was a low point to me at that time, but if a low point's not hitting a huge goal, how low is it really? So.
And that low point I know specifically has turned into a huge growth moment for you for sure, because I know for those of you guys that don't know, Jill and I are in a vision crew together. We're in a mastermind and we work together every single day. And this girl, I'm telling you, she shows up, she is confident, she is ready to go, she runs at the speed I run at, and just so you know, there's not a lot of people that can run at that speed, and so I love working with her. Like, it's absolutely incredible, and the greatest thing with that is there's no, I shouldn't be here. It's like, I deserve a seat at this table, I am here, I am part of this team, I am making changes, I am a team elite. So I love that you come across with so much confidence and are able to share so many ideas and mastermind every day with us. So it's awesome.
That is such a huge compliment.
So let's flip gears because I have a hard time celebrating. So I always like to talk about this. Tell us about like a huge goal or a huge something that was like a huge moment for you in the business and how you celebrated it.
I have a hard time celebrating too because it's like never seems good enough or something, I don't know. And celebrating the wins, I think, is so important because if you're not celebrating the little things, you're not getting the energy of what it could be like to celebrate the big things, and celebration's so huge. So for me, the highest point in my business, I would say, just happened last year when it was a year that I didn't always feel was there was high points, was the Blue Diamond trip to Kauai, which was a trip that, so, you know, we have the certain qualifications for Team Elite, and then we have certain qualifications. There was no trip for this. There used to be, and there wasn't. And going into the year, I was determined I was going to hit this trip. This was like the trip that was meant for me because that's where I was in my business, and we were going to be celebrated. There was a qualification, and I wasn't close. I really, at one point, was like, oh my gosh, I'm not that close. But I had this belief, and I was visualizing, and I was consistent, and I just kept going. And I just like, I'm going. And I just believed that it would happen, and I really didn't know how. And to be honest, they changed the qualification. They did. I was like nowhere close. They changed the qualification. He told me, my account manager told me the changes, and he's like, this is what you need. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going. But I do believe, like, there was no way it was happening, and then it happened because I didn't give up because I wasn't close. I kept going, and then there was a little few changes, and it happened. And that trip was amazing. I mean, amazing. And it was just a small select group. There's 28 accounts there, and that trip was the first time in a long time that I celebrated like this. You did this. You deserve to be here. You deserve to be around these people, and it was a celebration. It was an amazing trip.
I actually have goosebumps hearing you talk about it because I can see like on your face that how incredible it felt. So that's awesome. And I remember seeing the pictures. It was beautiful. And who doesn't love Hawaii? One of my favorite places. And when you were talking about it, it made me think of something just because we were just talking about coaches and leveling up. And I remember when I hit a really big goal, it was Circle of Excellence, which was earning my first million in the business. And when I hit that, I remember having a conversation with one of our mentors that we were just talking about, Cortland Warren, and he had shared, he asked what I was doing to celebrate. And I remember saying, well, we're going to go to dinner. We'll do champagne toast. And he's like, you hit a million and you're going to go to dinner? Are you kidding me? And so then I remember him telling me, I want you to go think of something like what's a large amount of money for you? Like, I want you to go do that. And I was like, well, we'll put new floors in the house. And I was still like, is that really what I want to do and celebrate? So it really got me thinking, and it was a challenge because I had to like sit in it and celebrate. And now I'm so grateful because we ended up with the family going and renting a yacht, staying on it for a week, and just celebrated and did a vacation. But if I wasn't prompted to have that celebration, I wouldn't have done that. But it made that moment so much, like, it just left with this feeling of just feeling so, so special. And so anyways, it made me think about it when you were talking about Hawaii, because I know how special Hawaii was. I saw your photos. They were absolutely incredible. And you never know, you know, thoughts become things. You think you're going, you just stay in action and anything can happen. And so that's awesome that you went. All right, let's switch gears over to building a team, because I know that you have a large, successful team. What's your number one method that you do to build your team?
I'm always talking to people about the business, always. If you don't have the conversations, you're not gonna build. So many team members say to me, no one's joining me. No one joins my team. I'm like, are you sharing posts weekly? Are you sharing in your stories? Are you having conversations? And how are they supposed to know you exist or to know this opportunity exists if you don't put it out there? So it's just constant talking about the business. And it took me a while to get comfortable doing that, especially in person. But for example, yesterday I was at the orthodontist with my son, and she asked me what I did for a living because I told her I go down the Jersey Shore for the summer, and we started talking and I was confident about what I do. And she's like, oh my gosh, I am so sick of hunching over. I was like, oh, what's your social? Like, let me get you on Facebook and we'll talk more. She's whispering in front of her boss. But like, you have to talk about it. You have to have conversations, and don't be afraid to have them. The only way you're gonna build your business is to have the conversations about what you do.
Love it. It's truly about sharing your story. And so often we share our favorite drink or our favorite place to shop, and it's like, why not share your story or what is changing your life? So that's incredible. What about sales tip? Because as much as we build a team, we know that we have products that we sell. So if you can tell us what your number one sales tip is.
Just be you. Be you. Because people can buy these products from anyone in Nu Skin. There's a lot, you know, there's plenty of room. There's plenty of people in the world, but people can buy from anyone that they want. They can buy from CVS if there's something that they want. You know, you have to be you, and why should they choose you? So you also want to be a product of the product if you want it to sell. You have to, I do believe, I know you can get started and say who wants to try it with me, but if you love something and you love it, that energy will come through. So I think it's just really important to be yourself. You don't need to, I mean, I will be completely honest with you. I used to look at you, Tori, and I'd be like, I'm going to be like Tori. She's so much energy. But I'm not supposed to be Tori. I'm supposed to be Jill. And I think people buy from me because, well, I'll give a quick example. I was in the hospital. I was sick. I had sepsis. That was a tricky time. And I had a few of the women that are, big sellers in our company. Big sellers take over my page, and I really didn't sell that much because they were used to me, and we're different from Midwest people, us Philly people, so us East Coast people. So I just, it really hit me that people buy you, they buy you, they buy products from you. So just be yourself if you want to sell, and don't try to be something else.
So powerful. And you bring up such a good point, because everything is about energy, but you attract your own people, you attract your own customers. So that's really powerful. So last question is, favorite book, and why it's your favorite book?
All right, this took me a little bit because I do start a lot of audibles and or books, and I dabble in a little bit. But one that I just think is a great read is The Four Agreements. It's quick. it's old, but I'll never forget when, Eileen Williams, our mentor, she said something about taking it personal. One of the biggest things is I would take so many things personal. And those four agreements, which I'm not going to read them, be impeccable with your word, don't take things personal, always try your best. And I forget the fourth one right now, but when I was figuring it, I was looking at my own, I'm like, what is my favorite book? And I was like, I need to listen to this again, because it might be an older book, because this stuff is timeless. This stuff is timeless, and everybody needs to read that, because the four agreements are so important, because there's so many things that we do that if we just lived by those agreements, I think we would see so much more success in life.
I always love that question, because a lot of times it's books that maybe I read, or maybe The Last Interview Does had a book that I had never read and I'm reading it right now. So it prompts me to either go out and grab the book, or in this case, it's been such a long time since I read that book. So I'm like, yep, I have it on my Audible. I'm going to open that up and I'm going to read it. So, and I'll have plenty of time for books with this trip to Dubai that we leave for on Saturday, which is why my phone is blowing up on here. I think my husband just finished pickleball and he's probably stressing like, we got to pack and leave for Dubai. So it's exciting. We're very blessed with this business to be able to travel the way we travel. And you got to experience some of the travel that Jill had shared with Hawaii. So with that, let's close it out. But do you have any last tips for anybody?
Just your business. Don't make it about you. Whenever I feel like I didn't hit a goal, it started being about me less than about others. And when it was about me, it never feels right. And when I go to focusing on it being about other people and serving other people, that's when it feels good. And then I start seeing more success.
Yes, you cannot have success without helping others in this business. It's so, so powerful. So I can't thank you enough, Jill. It was absolutely incredible. There were so many words of wisdom. I want to go back, re-listen to it so that I can take more notes. And my first action is to go reread that book. So thank you so much. Have an amazing day. Bye.
Have fun in Dubai.
Thank you.
And there you have it. So many amazing tips from Jill. So I hope you took as many notes as I took. I hope you go out and have the most fabulous week. And with that, I will see you all back next week.